This weekend, HBO presents a 3-hour miniseries called Laurel Avenue, starring a predominantly African-American cast. It examines a weekend in the life of a large, extended working-class family in St. Paul, Minnesota. David Bianculli has a review.
Watching Laurel Avenue without thinking about the state of African-Americans on TV is kind of like watching Woody Allen's newest film without thinking about his domestic disputes. It can't be done. But let's try for just a minute. Let's look at Laurel Avenue purely on the basis of plot and character. If you do that, what it really is becomes clear. Watching Laurel Avenue is like tuning into a soap opera that's already been running for a long time. You have to get to know the characters on the run, but that's not hard to do. You get involved in the relationships and storylines, but then, in this case, the show suddenly stops. There's no real beginning to Laurel Avenue and no real ending. Just 3 hours of drama, trauma, sex, violence, and personal conflict. It's like we're visiting these people for only a weekend. A lot happened before we showed up, and a lot more will happen after we leave. What I like most about Laurel Avenue is that it takes place all over the place. There are the mean streets and cramped apartments that always show up in urban dramas, but other scenes are set in high school gymnasiums, movie theaters, bookstores, even in church. Mary Alice stars as Maggie, a mother who's duly concerned about her daughter Sheila, played by Melinda Williams. In this scene, the daughter and mother meet after church with their local reverend, and small talk turns quickly to big issues. Michael T. Rambo plays the reverend.
Sheila?
Hey, Reverend.
You're looking very lovely, Sheila.
Thanks. You're looking kind of fine yourself.
Well, it's come to this, Reverend Potts. Sheila is carrying condoms around in her purse. Now, I have nothing against the use of condoms in the right circumstances. But Sheila's only 16. Now, she's a good student and all. I'll give her that.
You know that I'm a strong advocate of sex only after marriage. And when I counsel teenagers, I make it very clear. But we have to look at the reality of the times, Maggie. With teenage pregnancies and worse, all these diseases, AIDS and all.
But I don't think 16-year-olds can deal with, you know, all those emotions having to do with sex.
The director of Laurel Avenue is Carl Franklin, who made the critically acclaimed movie One False Move, and he does a fine job here with a very strong cast. He's also benefiting from some very good timing. His miniseries is coming along at a time when the family drama series on TV is all but dead. Just as, years ago, The Cosby Show came around when the sitcom was supposedly an extinct species. Cosby got credit then for restoring dignity to the family unit, but also got blame, which he didn't deserve, for not representing all African-American lifestyles. He wasn't trying to. He was basing it on his own lifestyle and did a fine job translating that into the sitcom form. No one show should be expected to represent all blacks, any more than Roseanne or Gomer Pyle should be expected to represent all whites. The real scandal when it comes to shows about African Americans is that TV doesn't generate enough of them to provide a wider and fairer spectrum. This new HBO miniseries adds to the mix and could be, and should be, a weekly series. But even in this brief burst, it's good to have, and it's good, period.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.